Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to Wisconsin and our governor election. Tony Evers will be the Democrat nominee, obviously, but Republicans. There are four main candidates. One of them is Tim Michaels. One of them is the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish. The other one is Kevin Nicholson, and the other one is Tim Ramthan. What would happen if some fairly respected polling operation that was not connected to any of them decided to take a poll right now? What would happen? When a campaign takes a poll, they never issue bad news, and they can twist the questions and they can twist their voting sample and make it look better for them than it really is. But there was such an independent poll. There was such an independent poll. And its spokesperson, attorney Dan Adams, released the figures. It had shown something absolutely surprising to me, and I want to dig into this a little more. It showed that Tim Michaels, who just got into the race, a couple of weeks ago, leading the pack at 27%. The Duchess of Foxconn Clayfish was second at 26%. Nicholson was a distant third at 9%. And Tim Ramthan, who is the election denier, the guy who's flirted with QAnon, the guy who put in a resolution to overturn the 2020 election 2 years later, was at 6%. Now, the margin of error in this thing was something like 3.8%, just under 4%. What that means is that Clayfish could really have anywhere from 26 to 30 or 22 to 26. She could be roughly 4 points higher or lower, and so could Michaels. So when they're that close, you really can't tell which one is ahead of the other, but you can say that both of them are way ahead of Nicholson and Ramthan. 29% of the people said they were not sure, and then 3% said someone else, gag me with a spoon, I can't take any of these people. Which presumably means they'll vote Democratic or write somebody in. Now, when I first saw that, I thought, you know, I had early on talked very strongly about Tommy Thompson getting in. Tommy Thompson's a moderate, seasoned governor, elected four times, but he decided not to run. And then I said, well, then maybe Tim Michaels should get in, because Tim Michaels, in my opinion, was more moderate than the others. He was a good friend of Mark Murata, a friend of mine who passed away tragically some years ago. Mark was Secretary of the Department of Administration under Jim Doyle, a Democrat, was mentioned as a gubernatorial candidate himself. And I figured, well, Michaels can work across the aisle. Unfortunately, and I want to talk about this, let me tell you what Michaels has been saying about elections. I'll also tell you what Clayfish has been saying, and I'll also tell you what Nicholson's been saying. Michael seems to be trying, at least in the primary, to tend to the right, veer to the right, to try to scoop up some of that Trump vote, because Trump has not endorsed in this primary. For a very simple reason. He wanted Sean Duffy to get in, former congressman from Hayward. But Duffy's living in New Jersey with his wife, and his wife is a Fox News commentator and works out in New York. So he wouldn't come back. So why wouldn't he endorse Rebecca Clayfish? Because she was Scott Walker's lieutenant governor, and Trump hates Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish. Why? Because Scott Walker ran for president against him, but committed the ultimate mortal sin. In something like August of 2015, he'd already, spent $90 million he got out of the race because you saw his performance in the debate. There's no way this guy would be elected president. And he took a shot at Trump on the way out, and he said, I'm getting out so somebody can beat Trump. Trump has a long memory and a temper, and he swept Clayfish into that. And the Duchess of Foxconn is not endorsed by Trump. So Michaels thinks, okay, well, none of these other yahoos are getting endorsed by Trump. Although I'll tell you what, Ramphin, who's at 6%, and I'll tell you what, he is as right-wing as they come. He just had a guy named Boris Epstein join his campaign. Boris Epstein was a close Trump advisor. Boris Epstein is one of these people who doesn't care about democracy. I don't know if he's from Russia or where he's from, but he thinks democracy is messy. Can't let the people choose their leaders. So it's possible that Trump jumps in and endorses Ramphin. I don't think he will, because he's an opportunist. He doesn't like to endorse losers. And he jumped in on Mastriano in Pennsylvania only because Mastriano was ahead something like 2-1 in the polls. He's a bandwagon endorser. But to get back to Michaels, what is he doing to suck up to the Trump vote? And what bothers me is he may not just be doing it to get votes in the primary, although they'll sniff him out. They can sniff out inauthenticity. He announced the other day that, quote, he will fire all the senior staff and the appointees to the Wisconsin Election Commission. He will repeal all election guidance to the 1,900 local and county clerks, and they will have no guidance, and they're supposed to go into the next election winging it however they want. Now, that is beyond irresponsible and beyond stupid. And not only that, I don't even think the Trump people are going to put up with that. You just wipe out any election staff at all, any guidance. So a clerk in Langlade County or Grant County or Marinette County or Milwaukee County calls over there, emails over and says, all right, what's this? What about that? They go, you're on your own, baby. You're on your own, dude. His idea of going Trumpian on elections is anarchy. Now, he may not mean it. He may get in there and figure out a way to slither out of it. But the fact that he said something like that concerns me a great deal. Clayfish has simply said that she will abolish the Wisconsin Election Commission and all duties having to do with elections will be assumed by the legislature, i.e. Voss, who will designate Gableman, or some partisan office, and she will veto any money for election supervision or guidance to less than $250,000. Let me tell you something. In a state like ours with, what, 5.5 million people, 72 counties, you are going to eliminate all election guidance and put it in Voss's hands? Or a partisan official, Reed Gableman, appointed by Voss, at what, 11 grand a month? And somebody from Langlade County or Marinette calls up and they get him on the phone? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Ann Jacobs, who is the chair, she's a distinguished lawyer. I know Ann Jacobs, very good lawyer. She's the chair of the Wisconsin Election Commission. She said, this is just, especially Michael's directive, he's just telling clerks to wing it. He's just telling clerks to wing it. She said, who will administer the elections, registrations, WYSVOTE, the database? There's a database of voters around the state. Michaels is saying there won't be any more. Nobody will know what. Wing it. Wing it. And Kevin Nicholson has also advocated getting rid of the Wisconsin Election Commission. This is an attempt to suck up to Trump to prevent him from coming in and blasting one of them as a rhino. If Trump comes in and calls anyone a rhino, apparently they're toast. Not with me, but they're toast in the Republican Party. Absolute burn toast. Michaels is desperately hoping not to get that designation by Trump. So he says, fire all the senior staff and the Wisconsin election commissioners. Repeal all election guidelines and tell 1,900 local and county clerks in 72 counties, there's no guidance, do it on your own. And Ann Jacobs, the chairman of the commission, says, they're supposed to wing it. Who will administer the elections, the registration, the database, WizVote? We're an orderly state. We're the state of fighting Bob La Follette. Great governors like Pat Lucey, great senators like Bill Proxmire, great congressmen like Les Aspin. We don't put up with this. We don't put up with this. Now, fortunately, I think Evers should be able to beat any one of these yahoos, any one of them, largely because Evers hasn't angered anyone. The sad thing is the electorate is persnickety. They should be. It's a democracy. But he has not angered anyone. And they may say, well, maybe I'll vote Republican this year. And then they will blanch in horror. It would raise the hair on a monkey's back to listen to what these people are saying. They are simply going anarchy. They think that will appeal to Trump. Anarchy will appeal to Trump. Well, first of all, I don't care what appeals to Trump. Voss tried to appease Trump, who attacked him, and now they've called him a rhino, by hiring Gableman and burning us for $676,000, paying Gableman to do nothing. He's investigated. He wants to throw the mayor of Green Bay and Madison in jail. And now he's investigating clerks, election clerks around the state, their lifestyles. This is a perverse thing to do, by the way, to sniff around to see if a woman dyes her hair, has a nose ring, you know, that kind of thing, or lives with a boyfriend. None of his goddamn business who she lives with. Okay? That has nothing to do with the elections. Enough's enough. $676,000 coming out of our pockets, that's wrong. That's very wrong. And now the answer for these Republican gubernatorial nominees is anarchy. Getting worked up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to a break, a lot more after the break.